If you are looking for growth, if you are looking for transformation, if you are looking to step into your main character era, look no further than The Green Room. DM me on socials to find out all about my brand new community, available at just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers. Something that I have not yet discussed on the podcast is my current situation with my youngest son. Partially because every time I start to press record, I seem like I can't get my words right. For those of you who don't know my story, over 10 years ago, I was married. And during that marriage, my ex-husband and I adopted his nephews. They were about 5 and 6 at the time that we adopted them. And then we ended up separating and divorcing very shortly after adoption finalization. And ta-da, overnight, I became a single mom. Like most children, they have had their shares of ups and downs, but the youngest truly struggles with a wide range of behavioral and emotional disturbances that have been increasing in intensity and acuity over the last several years, which led to them transitioning to their father's home full-time just for my safety and for his own safety. One of the disorders that he has is RAD, or reactive attachment disorder, which is birthed out of not receiving the appropriate care or receiving neglect from your primary caregiver. And as a result, he harbors resentment and has a difficult time forming healthy attachments or relationships with the person that fills that role. And in this situation, that person is me. And that is incredibly hurtful. And it's been really hard to manage. Just the idea that you don't have to be doing anything, your mere existence triggers someone to act out or causes them anxiety, or their need, their safety is fulfilled by your turmoil. It's been a lot. It has been a lot. And it's taken an emotional toll on everyone. Thankfully, through counseling and through coaching and through different strategies, I'm learning that he's not trying to give me a hard time. He's having a hard time. It doesn't make it hurt any less. I feel like we have gone through doctor after doctor and therapist after therapist and all these medication trials, but we never quite reach the point of stability or longevity in positive, socially appropriate behavior. And I recognize that it takes a toll on everybody. It's taken a toll on everybody. So a couple of weeks ago, it's almost been a month now, the social worker called me from the school to let me know that he had made some really concerning statements and she needed to call the crisis team. And I was like, of course, do what you need to do. They came to evaluate him and they determined he did need to go inpatient. So he was hospitalized and he's been in and out of acute inpatient stays and residential since that time. And it's just been a roller coaster of emotions. Because you guys know me, I have the clinical background. I have 15 years of experience in psych. I know the answers to the questions, but me being there is activating for him. And so I'm doing a lot of phone calls and a lot of trying to stay out of the way and still assist as much as I can. And when I think about it, perhaps this is teaching me that I don't need to control everything, and that there are other ways that I can be supportive. It's just been hard. It's been really, really hard. And my inner mean girl, y'all, she has been so loud. She's been so loud. She'll say stuff like, how can you possibly help anyone else when you can't help your kid? Or do you really think that someone is going to take you seriously now? And I have to stop myself mid-thought and redirect myself because the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. I am extremely good at what I do. I've always shown up for my kid. I continue to show up for myself, and I'm going to show up for you. I am learning that I get to give myself grace in this process, and that in taking care of everyone else, I also have to really check in and make sure I'm doubling up on my self-care, that I'm allowing myself that time for meditation, for prayer, that I am processing my emotions in a healthy fashion, and that I'm not allowing doubt to creep in. So that's what's been going on in my personal life, if I've seemed a little bit off. It's been because I'm really working hard to balance all of these emotions. So to the mama who's going through it with her kiddo, or the mama who feels like nothing you're doing is working, or things just don't seem to be panning out for you and your kid, I see you. I do. I see you. And I have to believe that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. I'm standing firm in the belief that this too shall pass, and I'm claiming victory over the enemy for you, for my son, for me, for all of us. I love you. We'll talk soon. And if you want to do anything, I just ask that you pray. And if you're not a prayer, I ask for good vibes, whatever it is, good juju, good energy. It's going to be okay. It's just one of those seasons where we get to slow down, pace ourselves, and give ourselves grace. Love you, girl. We'll talk soon.